famous Rashi, the Parsha, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk is going on Pesach Sheini. Rabba Bnei Yisroel Leimer Ish Ish Ki Yatome LeNefesh O B'derech Rechoiko Ve'oso Pesach LaHashem. Rashi says, "Oy bederech rechoyko, no kudolov. Lo yish rechoyko vada elo sheyachutz laskupa zazor." One part. Then Rashi finishes, "Pesach sheini, matzo vechometz imoy babayis." It's a gemore. Ve'ein olov shem yontef. Ve'ein isur chometz. So Rashi says, Pesach Sheini Matzo v'chometz imoy babayis. Ve'ein shom yonta ve'ein isur chometz. Elo imoy ba'achilose. So the Minchas Chinuch learns Pshat in the Rashi, Pesach Sheini Matzo v'chometz imoy babayis. You're allowed to have Matzo v'chometz babayis. Ve'ein olov shem yonta. The only thing that is osur is to eat chometz with him together. To eat chometz together with the matzah, this is osur. Frek de Minchas Chinuch. Never understood Pshat. From where Rashi made up this new Isur, that is the Isur to eat Chometz when you eat Pesach Sheini. Lashon Rashi is, Pesach Sheini Matzah v'chometz imoy babayis, ve'ein olov Isur Chometz, elo imoy ba'achilosoy. So Minchas Chinuch and Shin Pei Aleph brings down this Rashi. וראיסי ברשי במדבור תס יודי ברמאסר לו בדרך רחויקו וזה לשוינוי פסח שני חומץ מצא אימוי בבייס ואין שום יונטה ואין אוסור חומץ אלו אימוי באכילוסוי מבואר דה אוסור לאכו אל חומץ עם הפסח שני הוא אצלי דובר חודש מועית לא ידעתי מאיך אני יוצא לרבינו זה דה נראה שאין שום איסור כלל לא ראיסי דובר זה בשום מוקר נראה פשוט ואם יוצא בוודאי מותר כל הפסח עם החומץ. אני אפילו שסדוב הזה הוא תומו אצלי מוי ולא ראיסי למפורשים שירגישו בזה בצורך יום. וזה כמה שונים שכוספתי זה על הגיליון בחומה שלי בצורך יום גוד. אז מחסכים עושה זה, זה very schwer with this Rashi. ואין שם איסור חומץ אלוהים אוי באכילוסוי. איסור חומץ is only when you eat, it's no mocker for such a Rashi. No mocker, no hesber. The Meshech Chochme tries to say that Rashi learns maybe it's a lava bo michlal ese. It says, על מצוס ומרוירים יאכלו. So it's משמע דווקא מצוס ומרוירים יאכלו. And not איסור חומץ. So Arav Shach Alamol would say that you have to read the Rashi in a different tune. Ve'en shom yisur chometz. Elo imoy ba'achiloso. You could eat it together. Mechaschinuch means the Rashi. Ve'en shom yisur chometz. Elo ba'achiloso. Elo imoy ba'achiloso. There's no yisur chometz. Only to eat together. You're not allowed to. Ve'en shom elo chometz matzo imoy ba'bayis. Ve'en yisur chometz. Elohim ba'achilosoi, only together. This I never heard such a pshat. But Avshach learns, chometz matzah imoy ba'bayis, ve'en shom yisur chometz. Elohim ba'achilosoi. It's a little bit shvach, Avshach's pshat, because Rashi starts, chometz matzah imoy ba'bayis, ve'en shom yisur Elohim ba'achilosoi. So Rashi starts, Imer Babais. Right? Rashi had to say, "Ve'en shom isur chometz." At all, mashma ve'en isur chometz imoy ba'bayis, and the chometz imoy ba'bayis ve'en shom isur elayim ba'achilos. So lefi Rav Shach nishto azar Rashi. אבל the minchas chinuch, the meshechoch medel in the Rashi kepshutoi that Rashi learns that is isur chometz imoy ba'achilos. Ve'en shom isur chometz elayim ba'achilos. They bring down Rashi and Suke. Also, steht klar in Rashi and Sukkah, like Minchas Chinuch Pshat in Rashi. Rashi says in Sukkah, Nunchet Mem Zayin, Ve'ein Isu B'chometz, Elo Shetoun Matzo, Ve'oichel Chometz Miyad. Shetoun Matzo, Ve'oichel Chometz Miyad. Not much, but together. Rashi and Rashi, you eat it Matzo, and Miyad after it you can eat Chometz. It's not in 7 days. You're not allowed to eat chometz. Miyad, you're allowed to eat matzah miyad. You're allowed to eat matzah miyad. This is mashma in Rashi. But it's mashma in Rashi that together you're not allowed to eat. That together you're not allowed to eat. So, lefi Rav Shach nishto azar Rashi. But lefi Rashi in Sukkah and Rashi by Yosido azar Rashi. And the shaila is, Chas Chinuch says, doesn't know, what is the market for it? Mechateise, sezogin azar zach. And chutz the mechaschinu that says mechateis it's a zogin azazach. And Meshachochma says, what is the mocha? So the Meforshim says, so Vaistois Rashi learned that is a isur. Vaistois Rashi learned that is a isur to eat chometz with Pesach together. Shiloh, what is the mocha? So the Meforshim say, maybe it's a little bit al derech drush more. But stop, abis the machlegis mechaschinu chan Rav Shach. Pshat and Rashi, anyway, that they say they ask the Altam in a Vardok, why is Mekarev al Shvach Boch? They see that the Shvach Boch, he gives them a little bit more kiru from the Guta Boch. So he said, that as Aloche and Matzah, you know, you have to do it with water. The flour has to be mixed with water. But if it's not mixed with water, it's not good. Why? As a Tnai in the Matzah, has to be roi lehachmitz. Has to be a dough that could become chometz. If it's not roi lehachmitz, teignish. Has to be roi lehachmitz. Matzo shein roi lehachmitz yinat yoitza. So, the good comes, you put the flour in the water, it could be bad, and you push it, it becomes good, then it's a matzo. But if it doesn't have the way to be bad, it's not kosher for matzah. He says, the more that a person has the nisayon to be a julik, I don't know if you know what it is, but the word in Yiddish, I don't know how you say it in English, yeah, bad boy, you know, the more that a person has the bad choices, the pshat, be'etzim and potential is gor achosh v'gayir. The guy that doesn't have no potential for bad, echveitish can say a matzah. So he says, so the bad boys that he sees they have the potential to become a matzah. So these boys, he's mekarev taka. These boys he likes. They're he's going to do the matzahs. It's a chizik for everyone personally, yeah? So there's a famous the letter from Rav Hutner. The person said Rav Hutner that he's having it so hard. Rav Hutner said, Gevaldik. Sheva yipol tzadik vekam. The Welt learns, Sheva yipol tzadik vekam means, even if you fall 7 times, get up. And we had a Messiah, Rav Hutner says, Vail Sheva yipol tzadik vekam. Not even Sheva yipol tzadik vekam. Vail Sheva yipol tzadik vekam. If a person, it's hard. So he told that person is writing him a letter, I can't. Rav Hutner says, oh, I see Taki, you have a potential to be Adam Godel. If you tell me you could, I would not be sure that you Taki could become so big. But if you're telling me it's so hard for you, I'm starting to think that maybe there's a chance that you one day will be very big. So the mele, the pshat is as a, the stire, the chefze von matzah is hefer von chometz. Rashi learns, avada is no bali roya bali motze. But the mahut from matzah is hefech from chometz. While the mahut from matzah is hefech from chometz, if it's a mitzvah to eat al matzah sumeroyrim yichlu, You cannot have chometz b'shas achilat matzah. The Mishnah Chochma is meramist it already. He says, "Val is a din to eat matzah. Rashi learned out from din that is a isur to eat chometz." It's not. It's not baliroy. But pshat, the matzah is the hefer chometz. And it's interesting if you learn good the parsha b'iyu. It says in the beginning of the parsha, the Pesach Sheni, "Vaydav Moshe b'nei Yisrael lasis haPesach." ויעשס הפסח ברישן בארבו עשו ככל חוקו עשו וככל משפוט עבטה עשו עשו ככה שזכינו לסל עשו ככל חוקו עשו וככל משפוט ראש זה חוקו עשו אלו מצווה שבגוף סטומים וולס משפוט אלו מצווה כגוין תלינה לארטו ידחום עצמדת זה גוין על פסח רישן So you have to do it kechol chukoiso v'kechol mishpotov. Chukov is begufoi, tomim, mishpotov is not to eat it with chometz. So the Ramban fragt am Rashi, how you could say such a pshat? And Pesach Sheni it also says kechol chukov v'mishpotov. Teretz is Rashi learns mishpotov, also Pesach Sheni not allowed to eat chometz. So Rashi was learning the Yesoi, that Pesach Sheni val is a yitzur, matzah is a hefer from chometz. Now I know it's not. Maybe I'll try to explain the Knetcha boy. What I'm saying, but I'm just saying, if you have to eat chometz. Pashtas, matzah is a mitzvah, chometz is a bad thing. Matzah is to take the chometz and not to let it be bad and to be good. So when you have a mitzvah to eat matzah, you can't have a mitzvah to eat, you're not allowed to eat chometz at the same time. This is the mahus of the stira. This is the chepsa of the stira. It says in our parsha, פרק י' פסוק בייס עשה לך שתי חצי צריס כסף מיקשו תעשה איסו והוא לך למיקרו העידו ולמסה אסמחנס עשה לך שתי חצי צריס כסף מיקשו תעשה איסו והוא לך למיקרו העידו ולמסה אסמחנס So the Gemara is medayek, ase lecho. Vadava Hashem el Moshe, ase. Ase oroin, ase menoiro. What is ase lecho? Shtei chatzoitzrus kesef. What is the lecho? The pasuk had to say, ase shtei chatzoitzrus. So Rashi brings down to Gemara, ase lecho, ato oiso mishtamesh velo yacher. Ato oiso mishtamesh velo yacher. It's בעצם it's a Gemara in Menoches. The Gemara says, "Kol hakelim she'oso Moshe k'sheirim loy v'k'sheirim l'deiros." The oil. Moshe made the oil. It's kosher l'deiros. Menoyro kosher l'deiros. Chatzitzres she'oso Moshe k'sheiris loy v'psulis l'deiros. Every nosi of Klal Yisrael had to make new chatzitzres. Later, maybe it was not so negia, but Yeshua. The Gemara says, the Moshe, Chatzitzer she'oso Moshe lo yomishtamish bem Yeshua. Moshe died, and that day Yeshua needed to make new Chatzitzeres. So I heard once a Givaldik Pshat, I forgot from who, but such an emissary of all. Why all of the Kelim Moshe does, Yeshua could use the same Kelim. Why the Chatzitzeres is a aloche, Chatzitzer she'oso Moshe are not good for Yeshua? The Kelim is the Torah, the mitzvahs. What Moshe did is good for all the generations. Chatzitzes, what is Chatzitzes? It's the way the manig calls over the tzibur. Right? Moshe calls them to come over. Chatzitzes she'oso Moshe psulis li'Yeshua. The Torah is the same Torah. The Torah will never change. Everything will stay the same. But the connection of the manig of the arm, every generation, you have to fit it to that generation. Father has to mechanach his kid, Eile Metzius. Zelbe Eile Metzius. Doris, every father learns with his son, Eile Metzius. But in one generation, he gives him candies. One generation, he gives him stamps. One generation, he gives him a trip. One generation, he gives him a stick. Chatzeitzre shosu Moshe, psulois li Yeshua. A lot of people, this is my father. Psulois, this kid will go off the derech. It's possible. So Hashem gave a mitzvah of Chatzeitzres. Hashem's special was Merames in the Torah. Moshe makes Chatzeitzres. Yeshua, every man he gets to be in charge in his own individual way, how he calls, how he connects to the Olam, how he has a shaykhus to the tzibur. And he can't use the same Chatzeitzres. I mean, Chatzeitzres shosu Moshe, psulois li Yeshua. Yeshua cannot use the same Chatzeitzres. Has to be a different kind of Chatzeitzres. It says in the Hemshech HaPosuk, וייסו מהר השם דרך שלוש סיומים והרוין בריס השם נסע לפני then it says והי ביסי האורם ויהי ממוישה and then והי האום כמיסי נמרא בעיני השם this is a lot of חזל in here let's start חזל say וייסו פרק יוד פוסק למד גימל וייסו מהר השם דרך שלוש סיומים Rashi says, Derech Shloishes Yomi, Mahalach Shloishes Yomi. Then, Chazal say, was this Vayisu Mehar Hashem, Ketinoik Abireach Mibeis HaSeif. Ketinek abireach mibeis haseif. So first, the Mefoshim shtel, how we know that it's ketinek abireach mibeis haseif. Reisu me'ar Hashem, ketinek abireach mibeis haseif. Where we see that was ketinek abireach mibeis haseif. More brings it down. And it says Vayi bin Soya Oren. Why it says Vayi bin Soya Oren? Lehafsig ben Puronus le Puronus. The first Puronus was Vayisu me'ar Hashem ketina kabereach mibeis haSefer. Then the Puronus says Vayi Om kemisayin nimra beine Hashem. And in the middle is Vayi bin Soya Oren. So Chazal say Vayisu me'ar Hashem ketina kabereach mibeis haSefer. Where we see that was ketina kabereach mibeis haSefer? It was time to leave Har Sinai. So they had to leave. So, for sure, we have different pshatim. And it says, in Yamsub, it says, Vayasa Moshe. It was very hard to leave. Here, they left very easy. Vayistois, they didn't mind. Vayistois, they didn't mind. But before she say, under a pshat. Be'etzem Har Sinai, the name of Har Sinai is Har Sinai, not Har Hashem. When Hashem was in Har Sinai, it got a name of Har Hashem. When Klal Yisrael left Har Sinai, the name is Har Sinai. Only when Hashem was Mashar Shechinosei on Har Sinai, it had a name of Har Hashem. So what is the pshat? Vayisu me'ar Hashem. When they leave, it's not Har Hashem, it's Har Sinai. Vayistois, they tried to go away from Har Hashem. They didn't try to go away from Har Sinai. They left the Har Hashem. It's ketinek abireach mibeis haSeif. So I heard once, there was a lot of new shittes in chinuch that our parents never knew about. People made new kind of chadorim. Hashem, we're going to get to you. And they tried to convince the Olam to stop not to learn like Klal Yisrael, learn all of the deres. They think that they found what they teach the kids all different. And for proof that they write, they tell us, you know, our kids, they don't like to go home ben azmanim. Our kids, they like to stay in school the whole time. You look at the kids, they know everything. Am I going out of the shittas, yeah? So I heard once from Adam Gadol that shita is such a wrong shita, he has a raya. Chazal say, Kitinuk abureyach mebeis ha-sefer. If you claim that in your school the kids like to stay in Azmanim, it's not a beis ha-sefer. Beis ha-sefer has to be a place that the kids want to go away. We have to tell them to stay. But if they have a new shita, everyone like the kids, the chazal, the psukim, I'm not going against what shita we're speaking about, yeah? But they're trying to convince you, look at the kids, they love it, they start, you tell them Ben Azmanim, they like to come, there's no Ben Azmanim, there's no vacation here in these kind of new schools, yeah? I don't know if they exist in America even, but I know here they exist. Chazal say, Ketina kabereach mi Beis HaSefer. Beis HaSefer is a place that the kids say we like to leave. Our job is to teach them to stay. But if the kid doesn't have the feeling, if Ketina kabereach mi Beis HaSefer, check if it's a Beis HaSefer. Check if it's a Beis HaSefer. We'll go back to the beginning of the parsha. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe leimur daber el Aharon v'amarto elov ba'lo yischo es haneiros. Vayaskin Aharon el mul pnei ha-menoiro he'elo neroseo kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. So Rashi says, "Vayas ken Aaron lehagid shvochri shel Aaron shelo yishino." Lehagid shvochri shel Aaron shelo yishino. The shvach Aaron was not mishane. Meforshim ha'oimed malbim. Every time it says "Vayas Moshe, Vayas Moshe," how Rashi knows to say "Lehagid shvochri shel Aaron shelo yishino"? When we see "Shvochri shel Aaron shelo yishino." Mufoshim say pshat, what is the mocker? Aber pshat, what is the shvach? La'agit shvochri shel Aaron shel Yishino. Yishrekech. What is the milus? Aaron didn't switch. Aaron did exactly what Moshe told him to do. So the Mufoshim, Chasim Sefer says pshat like this. He says, all of the Koyanim were busy doing things that only the Koyanim could have done. To carry, to put the Kelim. There was a lot of jobs in the Beis HaMikdash that the Koyanim have to do. This Avoida Be'etzim could have been done by Zal. Even as the Din Aaron, Tzavis Aaron, Be'etzim, everyone could do it. It's Kosher Be'Zal. Aaron had all the reasons to say, Eina Chanami, but I could give it to someone else to do. But he chose. Mi oyev mitzvahs, roidev mitzvahs. It's kosher bizarre, but I want to do it. I want to have the chelek. I want to be a soul rishonu. I want to be the one that is mekayim with the mitzvahs ki ilchoso. Maybe you're right, maybe with the heaven you could be yotze. The Alter Mikelim said he wants to say more from them. Aaron HaKohen had a list of avoidas. Lifnai v'lifnim. Says, Shem Hashem Tzvokos. Golden signs. Toch d'ribayim shelo ilom. Avoidas Yom HaKippurim. This avoida is the lowest avoida that Aaron has to do. It's kosher bizarre. He did it exactly the same he did all the other avodas. Melamed shelo yishino. Some guy, the Hashem hu Eloi, the Baruch Shem, from Motzi Yom Kippur, is not in the same nigun of the Baruch Hashem of Krishma that he says in bed when he tries to chab this man Krishma. It's not the same Baruch Shem. The biggest amazon, the Alamichia, when he eats supper, is not the same biggest amazon if Sulem Afsek is an Erev Yom Kippur. The biggest Hateir in the morning is not the same thing when he gets Aliyah and Yeshiva, yeah? It's a different nigga. Then Rabbi Yonason David told him, was Choshev Yid, he got Ali and Chaim Berlin, he made Birkas HaTeira, but they got the Shtar guy. So the Olam asked if they could come tomorrow morning to hear him also make Birkas HaTeira. Melamed Shelo Yishino. Aaron, when he was lighting the menorah, he was dripping the same drips of sweat before he was walking in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Lehagid Shvochoy Shel Aaron Shelo Yishino. Every Shachris, every Minch, every Kabbalah Shabbos, every Birkas HaMazon. I want to tell you, it's not a hard thing. It's a hergel. It's a hergel. I'm benching now, Kmo Yishe Tzorich. I'm davening Kmo Yishe Tzorich. The Welt says the same vote in a little bit different sprach. It's the same word. Melamed shelo yishino. Melamed shelo yishino. I heard it from Lavi. Melamed shelo yishino. The first day that he lit in the menorah was in the same mislaivus, and 10 years later. Not before such shelo yishino. The Adam Mikelim, everything in the same madrege. First day, Hashem gave him to light the menorah. Chazal say all of the nesim had. You're having a much bigger madrega. Say the first day, second day, twice a day. Melamed shelo yishino. Vayas kein Aaron el mul kasher tzivo yisrei Hashem. The first day, the third day, the 10th day, the 20th day was in the same mislavus, in the same shtarkeit, in the same chozek. That he did the first day, he did the third day, the 5th day, melamed shelo yishino. V'ze masa menoiro miksho zov ad yerecho ad pircho miksho yi kamara asher hero Hashem es Moishe kinoso es amenoiro. So Rashi brings down here beremez, kamara asher hore ketavnis kinoso es amenoiro. And בזה מסה מנוירו שאירו הקדוש ברוך הוא באצבע לפי שנזכה שבו לכך נאמר וזה עושה עשה מנוירו מי שעשו עומד רשא גודל על ידי הקדוש ברוך הוא רשי סזן שמויס תעושה המנוירו מוישה קדנה דודה מנוירו he was נזכה שבעשי עשה מנוירו so Hashem told him throw it into the fire he threw it into the fire and the מנוירו came out so the world says before in Sforim Olat, Menoiro is connected to Toiro. Aroitze lehadrim, leachkim yadrim. Adam tetsa adorim. Kiner mitzvah v'toiro oir. Menoiro is semel toiro. Aye, we know Orin is a semel toiro. So the Chaim explains, the Orin is a semel to the Toiro like it is. What we got from Sinai. The menorah is to the light of Torah, to the amola shel Torah, yegiyosa shel Torah. As they say pshat in the first Rashi, ad shteh shalev esoilo me'eleo, is to do it with the ganze shtarkeit. But was the din in the menorah, miksho teosa ha-menorah. All of the other kelim didn't have a din miksho. Bezalel took pieces of gold, one piece here, melted them together, and it came out. The menorah was the most complicated keli to do. Moshe Rabbeinu Lemaisa didn't manage to do it. Niskashim Moshe Lemaisa menorah. Kafta Prochel, it's very hard. Till Hashem just showed him a menorah, but Yevaiter could not follow it. He had to throw it into the fire. So the shayla is, if anyway you have to throw it into the fire, stop, it's a shayla. So why Rashi starts, Moshe is niskashe, Hashem so showed him the menorah from fire, that he didn't manage to do it. Melech Shagodo, Nasa Me'aleo. If it's anyway Nasa Me'aleo, so why Hashem has to show him how to do it? So that of his brain. And briskly say pshat, that when he threw it into the fire, this was his asiyah, right? But it can't be ma'aseh. Because normally you put it into the fire, it melts. Hashem made a nes, but this is the way to do it. But every time when you put it in the fire, it melts. This is the way to do it. But if he didn't know when he's putting it in, what has to come out, he can't call that he's doing it. So he had to see the picture. He wants this to come out. And how you do it? You put it into the fire. If he can't figure out how to do it, then he throws it into the fire. You can't call him Moshe Rabbeinu did it. But if he knows what has to come out, just normally, I do a small ma'aseh. Here, it's a brisket. Yeah? There's different ways to say it. Not in the brisket way. We'll go to the name of the brisket ma'aseh. Yeah? But when we come back, Moshe can't manage to do it. Why it has to have a mixture? Why the Torah has to be in such a way that it has to be a chefetz of a mixture? Why? Why has to be a chefetz of a mixture? The Torah says, and Torah doesn't help to add pieces together. 5 days in this week, 5 days in this week, doesn't work. Without a Friday Shabbos, it doesn't connect. Doesn't help an hour morning Seder, 2 hours second Seder, a quarter of an hour night Seder, it doesn't catch. A whole morning Seder, a whole second Seder, a whole night Seder, Friday, Shabbos. And not only the base, kaftoreo uprocheo, even the little bits. If it's not one piece, if it's not one thing, it doesn't happen. The only way that you can be matzliach in Torah, if it's mikshah. If it's one piece, one shtickle, then you matzliach. If not, the Welt says, "Uniskashe Moshe b'maisa menayo." It's not easy. It's not easy. Well, as I stated, all these things, while the misamul teira, everything is a remes to us and our avodah. Rambam said, every person builds a mishkan inside his neshama. So when he builds the menorah, and he has to do it together, and his niskasha just doesn't go. Hashem tells Moshe Einzach, throw it into the fire. Jump. V'inasi smerleo. You have to jump in. You have to jump in to do it. V'inasi smerleo. You jump. You jump in. Niskashe Moshe. Someone says, but it's very hard for me. It's too hard for me. It's difficult for me. I can't do it. I can't manage. Tell him, yeah, exactly. And the Ohrin is not so hard. To know the Torah, computer-wise, well, make the Faheras, make the tests. There's some schwache guys, but Baruch Hashem, we have some good guys. But that's not Niskashe Moshe. But to be this Ratzifus, to be this fire, this hasmode, this starkheit, this kashe Moshe ba'asiyah semenayu. Moshe had it very schwer. Hashem told him, throw it into the fire. Throw it into the fire. But I want to be Moshe, to use the briske word that we said. Yeah. But you only helps if you throw it into the fire, if you aim to get there. Not, yeah. I want to become a master meet, I want to learn day and night. No, yeah, it's hard, no? What do you want to get? I want to learn day and night. I don't know how to do it. Start, it will work out. But if you don't want to learn day and night, then a manayah will not come out. Some people are asking to work hard, but they're hoping already when they get married they can start to work, yeah? So even in the years till they work, they will never have it easy. Bezus Hashem. Why? They're not trying to take out a menorah. They're trying to bridge. If you want a menorah, if you want a menorah, and it's hard, but you want a menorah. You're seeing the picture. This is what I want. This mindless I want to be koine. Then a person has siyata d'shmaya. Says in the end of the parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the end. Vayeir Hashem ba'onan vayatzel min haruach yud alef posik chofei chovov. Vayisharu shnei anoshim b'machne. Shemo echod eldot v'shem hasheni meidot. V'tonach aleim aruach v'isnabu v'heimo baksuvim v'lo yotzo oilo v'isnabu b'machne v'yorat zanar v'yagil moishu v'yoymar eldot v'meidot v'snabim b'machne v'yayin Yeshua b'nu mishoros moishu b'churo v'yoymar adoini moishu kloem v'yoymar moishu amekana atoli umiten kol am Hashem nevi. So eldot v'meidot v'misnabim b'machne. And they ran to tell Moshe Rabbeinu. And Yeshua said, Adoini Moshe Kloem. Kloem. Rashi says, what is Kloem? Hotel alem tzorchi tzibur vehem kolim me'aleim. Make them busy and they will stop to become Nevi'im. Hotel alem tzorchi tzibur vehem kolim me'aleim. Adoini Moshe Kloem. Remember when I was a bocher, I was learning in Yeshivas Ponovich. I learned in Kulteira, then I learned in Ponovich. Benazmanim, I came back home. I was living in Yerushalayim, in Beit Vegan. So I came to Kulteira for Benazmanim. Not so much people Benazmanim in Yeshiva. So when I came, they asked me to be the guy of Benazmanim. I said, okay, be the guy of Benazmanim. I remember it was Friday, Shabbos after davening, after everyone left, I went to the Aron HaKodesh and I started to get the Sefer Torah ready. And I hear my father is walking near me. He's going out the shul, he was the last one to go out, and he's mumbling to himself, Hotel Lem Tzorchi Tzibu Vem Kolim Me'aleyem. Hotel Lem Tzorchi Tzibu Vem Kolim Me'aleyem. And like this, he leaves the shul. Hotel Lem Tzorchi Tzibu Vem Kolim Me'aleyem. So a person will ask, so what? You know, Chazal said that Yeshua was Mesadah the Safsolim in Beis HaMedrash. And b'schus that he became Yeshua. And Yeshua himself, gives the idea, give him a skonis, there'll be ois. And Yeshua, what do you do every morning? You do the benches, you do the copies. Every day he does the copies. And he's giving the idea how we could make Elder the Maida, not the big doilim, give them a job. Achoshtenish, Yeshua. So first my story is that Silur HaSafsolim and this thing in the Beis HaMedrash, this only brings you to become Yeshua. This doesn't make you not to become Yeshua. This is forget as a vice stories. But it has to be a chiluk. As a person that helps the Torah, and as a guy that wants to be busy. You know how you measure it? When a different askin tries to take over. Then you see exactly what happens. If he tries to keep the askonis, you know, Otelem Tzochetzibu Vem Kolim Me'aleh. Otelem Tzochetzibu Vem Kolim Me'aleh. If he's happy that someone else will do it, you come again. I heard once of all from a Bach that learned the mirror, then he went off, now he came back. Everyone went off. I was like, married Baruch Hashem. Israeli Baruch, not Israel. He said, Medrash Tanchuma, it's not in all the Medrash Tanchuma, it's in 90% of the prints they have it. That Val Yeshua was Meiro Eroya Bifnei Rabbi, he lost 10 years of his life. Keneged the 10 words that in the Pasuk, Vayan Yeshua ben Nun Meshores Moshe Bebachuro Vayomer Adoni Moshe Kloem Zog the Medrash Tanchuma Keneged Asorot Teivos Shebem Posuk Ze and every Teivo he lost a year. So the Shaila is Alamol, if you count the Psuk, the words, there's 11. There's 11. It's not 10. The Medrash Tanchuma says, connected 10 words. So he wanted to say, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that it says in the Maisa with David and Bathsheba, Shuba'oiso Maisa Kineach David bi Yud Gimel Mapes. What it means? Connected Yud Gimel Teves and the Posuk Vatovik Bathsheba Achadro. Is it 13 words in that Posuk there? Connected that? I think maybe I involve Sanhedrin. Connected that? We know that David was Mekaneach Biyud Gimel Mapes. The Goyen Frekt is 14 words in the Pasuk. Zog the Goyen, Bat Sheva is one word, it's not two words. So he wanted to say Bin Nun. It's almost Bin Nun, the shayla if you count it to one or two. Divrei Hayomim, sometimes it's written even Bin Nun. It's one time in Divrei Hayomim that it's written Beis Nun Vav Nun, but out of Bin Nun. The whole thing, why it's the next parsha from where the Bin Nun came. They call it Hoshea Bin Nun Yehoshua. So we'll see, the letters went to Bin Nun instead of Ben Nun. But we'll get to that from where it came, Bin Nun. But it could be even a Shaila, I'm not going into it, if in the Sefer Torah, if the Bin finishes in one line, if you could write the Nun in the other, if it's one word, you can't have two words in two different lines. You can't have one word running. So the Shaila is, if Bin Nun is one word or two words, so he said, Azevi the Goyen said Pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Batsheva is one word, so the Pshat in the Tanchuma here that Bin Nun is called one and not two, but maybe you have 10 words in the Parsha, in the Pasuk.